Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Pastor Lenny.
And Pastor Lori.
I got it. I can't look at her. She's so beautiful. I'm the luckiest man on the face of this earth. I'm married to her. And sometimes I wonder why. What did I do, you know, to be so blessed? But anyway, we're back with you. And we love spending our time with you, sharing and growing in and exploring the Word of God with you. And we hope that you've been blessed. We really do. We love and appreciate you guys. We're so grateful for you. We're getting to know so many of you in an intimate and personal way. And we don't want to be internet, you know, speakers or preachers who just preach and speak and hear one, you know, hear one day and then we're gone and we're back. No. We'd like to know you guys. We like to be engaged. That's why many of you, you know, you contact me outside of these videos and I contact you back. Some of you talk to me. We talk on the phone. Some of you, you know, it's through text, through emails, through phone conversations. No, listen, you're part of our family now. And we are in this walk with you. And we love you, and we're so grateful and thankful for all you do for us. And we're thankful for those of you who bless this ministry with financial gifts. Without them, we could not be, we could not go, we could not move on. And there's so many things that God has given me a vision for. And in order to make that vision come through, I know he's going to have to move upon some of his children. And they are going to, you know, the grace that is within them to give, we know it's going to be released. And we thank you ahead of time for that. And one other quick announcement I wanted to make is that our book is now available. And many of you are letting me know that you have already ordered it. I believe by now some of you are receiving it. And we just pray that it blesses you. It encourages you. It springboards you into the miraculous. That's our heart.
Amen.
So the last time we were together, we started a new session. This doesn't mean I'm not going to revisit Fruits of Righteousness because there's so many. So I will. And that is in one playlist. You can find all Fruits of Righteousness in a playlist. This will be in another playlist. It's simply going to be called 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Now, Pastor Lori read all of verses 1 through 9 the last time we were together. And the last time we were together, we just covered verses 1 and 2, which were so powerful that, you know, that's all we can go through in that session. And so today we're going to go through the next two verses, which is verses 3 through 4 of 1 John chapter 3. And so Pastor Lori's going to read that for you.
Verses 3, "And every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth against also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law."
Okay. So now, what did I tell you? If something indicates that you are not, you don't have, you cannot do, right? If it's not indicating I am, I can, or I have, you have to question how it's being translated. Because that is the true filters of grace. I am, I can, and I have. By all means, by now, I have covered so much of the fact how you know, we are the mirror image of Jesus Christ. I have proved it and shown it through various scriptures to show you without shadow of a doubt, I am, I can, and I have.
Well, the first two verses that you covered us that.
Yeah, yeah. But all the other teachings that you can find from all the other myriad of scriptures that we've gone over, and it's a fact. So now here, as we look at this verse of scripture, it says, now that every man has this hope in him purifies himself. Well, the only thing he could be talking about is what went on in the verses before. The love of God, that was bestowed upon us. And listen, I can't go into what that means. You have to go back to the first session. And the fact that we are sons of God, all right, and the fact of what that means, oh my gosh, I just want to go over it again, but I can't, or else we'll be here forever. You have to listen to the first session. And it says now, you know, we are the sons of God. We are now the sons of God. Right? The express image and likeness of his firstborn, Jesus Christ. He was joined to the Lord, is one spirit with the Lord. We have been united with him. We are one with him, right? Okay, so what did that say? We are now. So now, and we covered what it means to be like him. When he appears, we know we're like him. You have to go back to the first session. So now it says, and every man that has this hope purifies himself as he is pure. Wait a second. This is the same John that in the very next chapter will say, in verse 17 of chapter 4, this is the very same John that will say, here is love perfected. We have boldness before God. Why? Because as Jesus is, so are we right here, right now in this world. All right? So now you go back and you see whoever has this hope with him will purify himself even as he is pure. Can't be right. It talks about something we need to do. It talks about something we have to do. It also contradicts what he says in the next chapter. As he is, so are we. And you know, you find this in many translations. You find inconsistencies. But what's amazing, no matter what the translation, those inconsistencies will be shown and they will be revealed. And the real truth will always be revealed and will always be shown. Because no matter how hard, you know, I'm not saying they try, but no matter how much translators get it wrong, it eventually is made right because the Word of God is such an awesome and amazing proof for itself. Just like we see in the next chapter, in chapter 4, verse 17. So what is it really saying here? He purified himself. Well, and every individual in whom this expectation echoes, it's already echoing in us.
Wow.
This expectation echoes, right? Also determines to realize their own flawless innocence mirrored in him whose image they bear. Okay? So he's telling us, you're already purified because you're just like Jesus Christ, because you're a son of God, because he bestowed his love upon you. It's already taken place. It's already a fact. How do I know this? How do I know this? Hebrews chapter 10, verses 14 tells us that by one sacrifice, he perfected forever those of us he sanctified.
Forever.
Forever. The word there is a perpetual. It means this perfection and this sanctification took place one time and once and for all, and it's continuous. And it continues. Our perfection and our sanctification is a given. It's a given. It was done for us when we said, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. At that moment in time, we were instantly made a son or a daughter of God. Mm. With the fullness of his power, authority, ability, capabilities, character, because we were born from above. We were born from God. We were born of the Spirit. You see, that's from John. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. So you see, this is why you need to understand the right filters. And you will see the right filters consistently throughout the Word of God. You might see it inconsistently in some verses, again, because of translations, not because of truth. That's why your right filters are so very important. You are already like Jesus Christ. You have already been made pure. As he is, so are you in this world. You have already been made truly holy. See, this is what sanctification means, right? Being holy, being made holy, becoming holy. Well, we talked about Ephesians chapter 4, where Paul exhorts us, listen, put on your new man, put on the new you, you know, be dressed in him, walk in him, you know, embrace him. Well, what is that new you? What is that new me? Like Jesus Christ, you are truly holy, sanctified, and truly righteous. Well, how do I put them on, Paul? How do I put them on, John? By being renewed in your mind? Mm-hmm. By me being renewed in your thinking? See, I used to say, because Joseph Prince told me this, or taught me this, right believing equals right living. Right believing equals the trueness of your nature. The trueness of your nature will spring about right living. But right believing springboards you to the trueness of your nature. New nature, new creation realities, which is what our lane is all about. I am, I can, and I have. I'm just like Jesus Christ. You have to see yourself. Look in the mirror. See Jesus Christ. See the reflection. That's you. As Jesus is, so am I. His power, the glory, is bestowed upon us. The glory has been given to us. Supernatural power. The same power is within us. And this is why some of you have asked, Pastor Lenny, can you specifically teach on healing? And this is what I know. Every time I talk about new creation realities and who you really are, I'm teaching about healing.
Yep.
Because if you embrace the true you, the new you, the power that's within you, then Romans chapter 8, verse 11 is a fruit. It's a fruit. It's a reality. It's a must. It's a has to, right? It's a, you can take this to the bank. And Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, since Pastor Lori, since Pastor Lenny, since all of you who are listening, since the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, then that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will revitalize, will renew, will restore your mortal body. That's it. No ifs, ands, or buts. And many of my healings, or if not all of my healings, came from that fact. I would say, as Jesus is, so am I. His power is within me. The power that raised him from the dead. That power that raised him to newness of life. That power is in me. And that power is doing for me what it did for Jesus. It's revitalizing my body. It's restoring my body. It's renewing my body. It must, because it did it for Jesus. It must. It does it for me. Since that spirit dwells in me, this is what the spirit does.
Amen.
There's no greater healing messages than knowing these truths. I mean, when you know these truths of what we're going over, he bestowed his love. He was bestowed upon us, delivered, committed, granted to our great advantage, right? We've been made sons of God with his power, his right, his authority, his ability. We've been glorified, you know, just as Jesus is, one with Jesus. When you know these truths, the fruit of these truths will just be the fruits of faith, the fruits of righteousness, the fruits of healing, the fruits of wisdom, the fruits of willingness, of wisdom, all because you understand you're believing right. It's equaling, springboarding you to your true nature and to the true you, and that will springboard you to right living, living healed, living whole, living prospered, living delivered, living redeemed.
Wow. Yep. If we all just get that truth, boy. Wow.
And that's why in John, again, you see, when I understand the connectivity of the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit within me is powerful, but it's the same Holy Spirit in you. And he always brings back to my remembrance. John chapter 8, verse 36. For he who the Son makes free is free indeed. Jesus is talking about the true, too good to be true covenant of grace, where you understand and embrace and behold all these revelations. Because when you do, the Son will make you free, and you will be free indeed. Free from what? Free from legalism, free from law, free from working, free from toiling, free from effort, freed from sin. Do you understand? Freed from sin? Freed from sin, freed from sickness, free from disease, free from poverty. You know, especially sin, sickness, disease. I listened to Paul. Again, the connectivity of scriptures. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. Sin has no more dominion over you. It has no more dominion over you. Sickness has no more dominion over you. Poverty has no more dominion over you. Why? You're not under the law. You're under grace. This is the true, too good to be true, the too good to be true news, the gospel of grace, whereby embracing Jesus Christ, by believing in him, you receive of the love of God. That becomes your great advantage. You are declared fully righteous, wholly righteous, right standing with God, fully approved of by God, fully qualified, fully at peace. No effort on your part, no toiling on your part, no effort on your part. Therefore, Romans chapter 5, verse 19, therefore, for those of us who have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, we will rule and reign in life, over life, through the one Jesus Christ. This is what John is saying here. Greatly advantaged, sons of God, his mirror image, you have been purified.
Wow.
Is this awesome?
Yes.
You're right filters, guys. I am, I can, and I have. And now let's look to the next verse. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. All right? Sin is the transgression of the law. Well, we're not under the law anymore. We're under Christ. So now my mind goes to Romans chapter 7, where Paul is speaking to the Jews, and he says it in verse 1, I'm speaking to those Jews, you Jews, who know the law, right? How the law puts us into such a binding position. We want to do right, but we can't. We want to serve God, but we can't. The motions of sin are so alive in us. The more we try to do by adhering to the law, the more we fail. Who rescues us from this? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. So this is what John is saying here. It's all, this is under the law. Again, I hear the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 56. The law gives power to sin. And again, Romans chapter 6, verse 14. Sin has no more dominion over me. I've been purified. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. I've been advantaged with his love. Sin has no more dominion over me. I'm not under the law. I'm under grace. Powerful. Verses 1 through 4. Let me see. Anything else? 1 through 4? Verses 4. Distorted behavior. Trying to believe you need the law. You need to do. You need to be. You need to become. You have an obligation. Is the result of a warped self-image, not the image of Christ, the image of righteousness that comes from adhering to the law, which never can be attained. A lost sense of identity is the basis of all sin. You see, when you lose your true identity, when you stray from your true nature, when you stray from the covenant of grace, the filters of grace, I am, I can, and I have, and you go back to the image of, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. You know, I still have obligations. I still need to do. I still have to do. You know, I still have an obligations. There's still things I need to do to perform, to become sanctified. You know, you're reverting back to the law for righteousness. You're reverting back to the law for righteousness. This is powerful. Powerful. Lost sense of identity is the basis of all sin. Wow. And so we're going to stop now because it's been 20, 21 minutes. And we want to take our times with this. This is enough to chew on.
Definitely.
And when you put session number one with session number two, it's going to give you a lot of understanding. Properly translated. And we related other scriptures, okay, that confirm the trueness of the gospel that Pastor Lenny and Pastor Lori are presenting to you. Even though man might not get it right in his translations, right? He sometimes gets it wrong. He can't get it all wrong because these truths are found and are visible throughout all the entirety of the scriptures, especially the writings of the Apostle Paul. So we hope that you have been blessed and you are being blessed immeasurably through this journey in 1 John chapter 3. Any closing words, Pastor Lori?
Well, I like what you said. When we said yes to the Lord, everything was deposited inside of us. We have it all.
Amen.
And as we renew our mind and take all in just those four verses, everything is going to happen. Your healing, your wholeness, everything. It is awesome. In four verses, four.
I bet you'll never look at those four verses again.
Never look at them the same again.
Never again, guys. Never again. We love you. Don't forget, please, please order this book. You will be so glad you did.
If I knew all that was in there back when I first said yes to the Lord, I'd be, wow.
The true greatest forces in the life of a believer, love and righteousness. We'll see you at our next session, which should be next week. We love you.